You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin. Beautiful sunny day in Southern California. And we're going to dive in right away. Questions from our members. Couple reminders first. It's essential when we want a different result that we change how we go about changing. I repeat, change how you go about changing. Initially, there's a false notion that the way we are going to optimize our relations with women, and of course, by now we know that we're really here to optimize ourselves as men, as human beings, to thrive in all aspects of our lives. And women will be a byproduct of our devotion to tap further into our potential, because then, of course, it will be a greater deal for them. So it's the ultimate win-win. Yet there's that false notion that it is in the details of the situation that an answer will be found, when in fact, I think it's in the strengthening and the accumulation of the mindset and the set of skills, of course, all of it dependent on your own delivery. Your mindset depends on how you speak to yourself too. The tone of your inner voice, what you say with your body as you suggest what you want to yourself. So begin to shift that more and more. We were talking about it. I know we have first-time listeners here. We have plenty of different groups and options, and many of our listeners tonight are members. Yet, we were talking yesterday about collecting skills and then infusing them in the situation. So strengthen your mindset and your skills and infuse them in the situation versus thinking that the solution will be found in the details of the explanation, which your explanation as you evolve automatically evolves. If we had someone that's not really proficient next to somebody who's extremely proficient and they witness the same situation, their explanation of the situation would be very, very different. Based on that, I'm going to skip around a little bit with the questions. There's a beautiful question from one of our members about day game. So I'll read the question first, and then we'll break it down. And I will both answer that question specifically and also seize the opportunity to infuse core principles of game that do relate to the question but will not still be part of the answer to the question. So the person is asking, for day game, is there a sweet spot number of approach to do per day? Then I'm not going to even bother to say the word at the risk of sounding like I'm saying fuck when I want to say folks. Some folks, I did say it, favor less approaches, 5 to 10 per day. Then I'm very curious, who are those people? Okay, when you hear advice, always keep in mind, like, who is saying it? Everybody has a little advice about medicine that doesn't make them a doctor. As it is easier to process, identify patterns, calibrate, some favor lots of approaches, making it a numbers game. Is one better than the other? Well, you know, in a universe where there's so many elements, on a round planet, we don't necessarily have to pick a side, one versus the other. I think that they exist much higher frames of mind. So, brothers, why don't we all elevate our frames of mind? That level of debate, is it better to do this? Is it better to do that? Personally, right away, I imagine a pyramid, and I ask myself, what would be a superior point? Not to see anything wrong with the other points, but I want to optimize from the get-go. I personally know, or I'm getting to know the person asking the question. You're a very, very, very bright man. And that's not a compliment, that's an observation. So I think that right there, you deserve something superior to than what you depicted there, okay? Why don't we do it with the end in mind? There's never a point of arrival, but let's imagine that you come full circle. And I do say full circle because I think it is a return to something that always was within us, but we have forgotten because we got judged, we judged ourselves, we bought into lower frames, we lacked references, we lacked the system. And through time we deviated, but we have that urge to improve. That's a sign that we want to return. So full circle would be, it wouldn't even occur the person who's come full circle to base it on numbers. They probably would be, well, the goal is to know that I have the freedom at any given time to socialize as much as I want, that I should not micromanage, that if there's an opportunity, I take it. That the mindset of less is more applies sometimes, but I think that being the fact that it's also dependent on the candidate, at least I would suggest expose yourself to as many candidates as possible, just like when you're shopping, if there's more choice, you have more chances to find something that is more to your liking. Okay, so that's just an example, but I would recommend first and foremost a mindset way superior to that, and to really know that eventually it will be, well, if you do wish to be in the presence of women, you decide, you manifest that, and your lifestyle will be, you know, you're a very cool guy, there's no reason why there shouldn't be women around. Now, that being said, so for you, ask yourself the question, okay, based on the guidelines given, let's say you come full circle. What would be the most essential aspect? The most essential aspect, full circle, would be you know you are free. So never again do you do that, I want to talk, but should I? You feel complete, whole, as you are. So it's only relevant to think, okay, maybe if I do less, then I won't be so overwhelmed. You're dealing with humans. You're curious about humans. The more you encounter, the more you can find the gem that is to your liking. Okay? Now, what will be your own criteria, your own values at that level? So work it with the end in mind first. It's a principle shared often, Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, principle-centered leadership. It's a recommendation that wherever there is good teaching, it's often, if not all the time, present. Okay. Then, numbers. Well, numbers, we have to also know who we are and be honest with ourselves. Now, if a person is just about the quantity, oh, I did 100 approach today. Great, but you're not going to go back to school tomorrow and they give you, oh, wow, 100 approach, A+. So then we got to be a little bit more outcome-oriented. Well, did you have fun? Did you? Are you going to see some of them again? Because that's kind of the point. Did you get what you wanted? So when the quantity is there, we should move more towards, perhaps it could be like, hey, be certain that each time at least you're willing to say, maybe one of those days we'll hang out. Who knows, you know, I'm super productive and we just got to meet each other, but still we never know. Here, what's your number? If for nothing else, then the practice. Plus also, a mistake we make as men is that we can easily be sold in one shot. Oh, I like her. But do you know her? Do you know where she lives? Do you know about her past? Do you know about her upbringing? Do you know about what does she do if she's not feeling very good one day? How does she respond to distress? So turn it back into a process, meaning in communicating with her, maybe it will be revealed, well, you know, she's a little bit too complicated to my taste. She's not very reliable. More often than not, she seems to be complaining. I don't know. I think I don't really want to be around that. Okay? So become a little bit more outcome-oriented. If, on the other hand, the guy passes, and that's more common, honestly, I would say first, increase the numbers. My experience has been that we could do way more if a guy, beginner's level, is next to me, and it takes some time, you know. More often than not, we walk, 10 minutes has gone by, nobody's interacting until I point it out. So then it would also be to make sure you challenge yourself a little bit. Okay? When your message said it would be easier, watch. We tend to all be kind of comfort junkies, and we got to be mindful that by nature, we're always going to... It's important to follow the easiest path, like water going down a mountain. But there's a fine line between easiest and we're just really doing less than what we could do. Okay? So I think that personally, if a guy speaks to three per day, well, what would it be like to speak to four, to five? And you work with the numbers. Now, I'm going to merge into a system because there's also different modes, different modes. We're going to do the 5-point star of pickup modes. I'll go fast, and this is the content, the richness, after I will answer more questions of this call. Number one, we've seen those guys, and maybe at first, for the time being, that's what we do, but you want to fairly rapidly graduate from that because it's not very appealing from the outside. It's all shallow. We've seen those guys that they walk around. Oftentimes, they're by themselves or with a wing, but they don't really have many people in their life, and they desperately are looking for women. And oftentimes, if you walk next to one of those guys that's doing that, they tend to not really be super pleasant to be with. Very rarely they would be, oh, wow, have you seen that building, Vince? That's interesting. You know, it has a little history. They don't do that. They just desperately look for the next woman. So we want to have one of the points is to be a social person. Now, rest to define that. You don't want to talk necessarily to unpleasant characters, but to have an appreciation for people. You know, I'm always reminded of those moments when we're walking down the street, I'm with a bunch of guys, they're new. Suddenly we pass a family and they all have something in common. Then the guys are not even looking. They're not even aware that other humans are passing by us. Suddenly I go, stop, close your eyes. Describe who just passed by us. Once in a while, a desperate guy would be, there was a girl? I go, no. Even if one says, oh, I think that was a family, what was unique about them? Oh, I don't know. But then we move on and go talk to girls. And those are usually the same guys that when they are girls, they don't talk. Then I go, they were all wearing the same shirt. Two adults, three kids, bright color, same shirt, hard to miss. So my point would be you pass by the little old lady. You don't have to talk to her, but you can feel her a little bit. You accumulate details. You got to be more present from the get-go with people and eventually social and more talkative, okay? Since it's part of the art. It's a big part to interact with the world. And all human interaction can benefit you because it's a mistake to think that eventually it's when you're with the girl that you're going to find the distinctions. It's the accumulation of distinctions in every interaction. And you come across a variety of people, but there's always the two main categories. Somebody was open, receptive, and compliant, pleasant, or the opposite of that. If they're the opposite of that, if you're at the store and you're more talkative and the clerk goes, next, then it's one chance for you to not be so sensitive or maybe to flip the person around. So you stay with options. Point number one is be way more social and make sure also that you have a mode of communicating with people that impacts people. And eventually through time, through that, you build a powerful network of people, interesting people in your life, people who have resources, people who enrich you. And in regular time, you know, wherever you live, become a pleasant, popular person in your neighborhood. There is nothing that will impact the girl more than she walks your neighborhood with you and people go, hey, how are you? Hey, good to see you. hey, come back tomorrow, and stuff like that. Okay. The second one, that's great if you're in a rush. Another purpose is you are... Sorry, I had to mute somebody. The second point is for when you're in a rush, to rapidly test candidates and to also kind of stay with the flow, because too often it's foolish for somebody to expect that they go 20 minutes without interacting with people, they turn around the corner and there's that girl and they wonder why they didn't say anything. We got to bring wisdom into how we process everything. So a wiser way would be, hey, of course you didn't talk because you haven't been speaking to anyone for quite some time right now. Don't search too far, brother. Keep it simple. So that one is when you make comments, but you don't really treat it as it's going to be a long interaction. And there, you know, you don't have to psychoanalyze that. Each time you do it more pleasantly, you find your own style. Some may say back to back, or you keep a little space in between, but you stay connected with the world, and my experience has been phenomenal with that. You know, if really one would be totally willing, because the challenge is we come, we know we want it, we think we want it, but all of us, we carry quite a bit of baggage, misconceptions, attachment to a certain identity that is lesser than who we really are, poor habits at different levels, a tendency to be a little discouraged. We played too safe also because we're still wrestling with what we feared in high school, to be kind of embarrassed that as a grown-up adult. You graduate from all those things, you know. Sometimes you may blush. Sometimes you may talk to somebody and they don't get it. They don't answer. It will be strange people. And that's all good. As a grown-up adult, it shouldn't even be a concern. It should be an awareness. Hey, that comes with the territory. Sometimes you go camping and it's sunny, and sometimes it might be raining, okay? If you don't dislike that, then don't camp. That's it. That simple. So right there, if one person was really willing, my brothers, magic would happen. Every time I do that, and very pleasantly, not wanting anything, for example, I notice fashion item, and I go, wow, I just have to say, the hat is cool. And I do it consistently 20 times, before I know it, one person does all the work for me. Oh, yeah, I know. I borrowed it from my roommate. Does she know? And I don't have to do too much. So be certain that you keep a certain flow of the more talkative person. It's common, and it's a prerequisite, and it's enriching also. For me, my frame of mind when I go in the world, I know every human will enrich me in one way or another. So I imagine that I'm like Casanova going to the market, and I'm lively, and I'm upbeat, and I love life, and I love people. And yeah, I know the conditions are a little intense right now, but so we understand, and some prefer their privacy, and maybe you're part of those who prefer to be a little more private right now during the pandemic. But that's your choice. It's all good. We can still be lively. And then I imagine I have a big bag, and maybe suddenly I see somebody pass by and they have unique writing on their hat. Okay, wow, I wonder what that means. And I put that in my bag, and I keep on making those distinctions. And I think that's a form of very intelligent, higher way to refine and educate ourselves as grown-up adults, because there's no telling, if you're just a little more talkative, a little bit more observant, how rapidly you can enrich yourself. It's amazing. Okay? The third point of that star, the five-point star, is one in which there are, you practice, I call that, I hope you won't mind the name, but I call it sniper pickup. That means you see the girl, and there you train yourself to never be the guy of, oh, that girl, but you don't go. So right there, you don't do that all the time, but you see her, you pleasantly go towards her. The mode right there, it should be a little bit larger than life, almost like a romantic movie, okay, where she feels like, wow, can't believe what just happened. And do it for the fun of it, for the fuck of it. Do it as a social study. Do it also, you know, personally, one thing that I've always done, oftentimes I don't take the step hoping to get the girl. I don't even take the step from a pickup standpoint. I take it because I know it's healthy for me as a man, that if I have an impulse, a healthy impulse of, oh, I want to do something, and I don't do it, I'm not really being nurturing my self-esteem. And if I do that too often, I may begin to have a false sense of me. So there, it's a self-honoring. Okay, almost like you're walking around and you got your little brother, and your little brother is looking at something and he wants to go look, but he doesn't really know. It's something healthy. He goes, oh, there's that, game store over there. And you go, come, let's go see it. Okay? So you do that to you. You go, come on, brother, I'm here to honor myself. Yeah, you feel like talking? Let's go. The fourth one is when you create a dynamic. It does not only belong in nightclub. For example, you're at the cash register, and now you're a little more talkative with the clerk. Automatically, there's a line, assuming there's a line behind you, automatically you could delay people. So now you use that beginning of I'm talking with the clerk, and you talk at a volume that is not like people are like, who's that weird guy, but a little more significant so the people can hear you, and then you turn around and you go, oh, sorry, I'm holding up the line. And then maybe you run into the girl again that was behind you, and you say, yeah, I was holding up the line. I don't know, I feel more upbeat today. How's your day going? Upbeat or not? So that's like building a fire right there. That would be a tiny part of the dynamic. But imagine you keep on duplicating that. We've worked magic throughout the years. Magic. I mean, if you've been in field with me, you know how rapidly we can create a gathering around us just by starting with one person and so on. So right there, it's some of the program that I have. For those of you who have my library, is Entourage Game talks about that, the vortex. I called it the vortex. And then the fifth one is being flirtatious. It's not like the sniper mode of that girl, but overall, you see like a group of girls, you chit-chat for a little bit with them. Okay? So we repeat the five modes. Mode number one, to be more social, and it starts as simple as feel people as you pass by them. Notice them a little bit more. It's easy to forget about the flow of people. And be more social. Be more talkative, not in a stupid, needy way, but overall. That's a prerequisite. In a pleasant way where it's like almost like, well, there's people around, I may be talkative. The second one is you toss those comments as you go about your day. You don't expect much. That's when you're in a rush. That's to also keep it lively, keep it going. And there, the numbers, you do that 10 times, 20 times, automatically somebody is going to respond to you. And those are real social studies. Okay, I dare you to back to back for about, I don't know, 20 minutes. Every two, three people that you see, you make a comment. So it doesn't feel like he's talking to everybody, which would be okay. But just so the person that just passed or that's coming, the next person that's coming, doesn't anticipate it too much. I promise you that you will notice so many different responses. It is about willingness, not so much about the numbers. Then the third one is sniper. That's when a girl has a strong effect on you. You act upon it right away to go find out. And your mindset should be not, oh, my God. No. You drop that right away. You go, well, let me find out. Almost like you're with a family member. They go, oh, my God, what's that park that looks so cool? Well, let's turn around. Let's go find out. Okay? That's when you're a good brother to you. The next one is a form of you create a dynamic. You arrive, you chit-chat with the bartender. You know the bartender right now. Of course, at a bar, there's always the more talkative people. Now you got the dynamic of the bartender, those talkative people. Now there's a girl next to you. It's much easier than the guy who was by himself waiting to talk to a girl. Okay? And the final one is social with an intention, meaning, okay, the first one, social, is just people in general, everybody. And if there's no people, you feel the buildings. You get curious. You notice anecdotes. You pay attention. Oh, that business. It's new. I haven't seen it. or nature. Gotta stay connected, be with it. And that last one is the equivalent of that with women without the strong attention. Okay, so let's take more questions. I think that was a very rich answer, and that's a solid system. Don't bind yourself. As a last point of reference for that question, for me, I have found that first we defy the odds a little bit, especially now. Now it's less common for people to hang out, for people to connect and so on. Maybe on the internet, but in person, so it's kind of during those times. So, plus it's also what's common for most good men out there is that eventually they will find a woman. There's the guy that's a little more proactive, so he gets a ratio of a girl, a couple months, and then it's off, and maybe another one, you know. It's common for a man who goes at it stronger than, just a touch stronger than most guys. You know, maybe you're that guy. Maybe you have had, like, you look at the past 10 years, I've had about a girlfriend a year, once I did 2 years, and so on. But if we want more than that, if we want also to manage it better, because remember, it's not about just getting the girl, being with the girl. When you do that well, you're going to be with more interesting women. So why not build something? And I'm not referring to just building a household. It could be like a fuck buddy thing that is very rich. It could be a very unique dynamic. It could be that with that girl you go and you build a network around you. There's all those different options. But to do that, it will take more. So for me, it's we're working against the odds. Yes, we do it as naturally as possible. It's a return to a natural thing. But we're also dealing with the dynamic of society, a dynamic of it's unclear right now. It's not very defined. You know, it's still kind of in transition. Females still have within their genetic the desire of giving birth, but do they want to be mothers, the millennial, and you know, so it's a little kind of unclear for everybody. We all, both men and women, are pulled in a variety of directions. So to win, to get what you want, and to also stay out of trouble, a big part of it for some you hear, because it's almost like it's an insurance for you. Without this, you probably could end up a little miserable, a little too lonely, or with a combination, or with a girl that's not good for you. So there's also that aspect. We need to defy the odds. To defy the odds, me, I like to model the champions. Champions in all directions. You know, I'm currently studying the material of this gentleman who was an IT and decided to go as a monk. And he's very, very, very strong. Some of you, maybe you know who I'm referring to, just discovered his material. Mind-blowing. Can tell the guy has a clarity of mind that is surreal. But see, that's a little bit extreme. That's not the guy who went to the local meditation night class and debated whether it was best to do it sitting down or laying down or in the morning or at night. So I model those people, and they inspire me to not debate, to go with the highest possible standard. So the highest possible standard. I'm wearing my hat tonight that says Vinny, Vidi, Vici. We came, we saw, and we conquered. Give yourself that gift. Too many guys, they micromanage, they debate, and in the end, they don't get women because they act a little bit like indecisive women. Okay? So we got to return also. It's important for a man, your lower, your root chakra, is your ability to provide in life. So what you want, you get it. A man should provide the necessary, what's necessary for them at the level of companionship, at the level of sex relations, and do that very well. So there, I would say, my best recommendation. For me, I would go until, when I first started, I did, those debates were already there. They're always there. But I did not follow those debates. I just went like until. And you can do that very pleasantly. You can be the ninja silent monk. You do it however you want. But make sure you enter stronger. Otherwise, it takes too long. And whatever takes too long, we already are so hooked on instant gratification that we bail until the results really show. And it's so sad. and it's very risky. Also, all the guys from like 10 years ago that came in a little soft, they bailed too soon. They're still kind of hoping for something, but they didn't get much, or they got into some seriously messed up situation where they're dealing with divorces right now, or psychotic exes and so on. You don't want that, brother. So go strong. All right. Somebody taking a live question? We'll give this another 10 minutes to be reasonable. 10 minutes. And there were other questions that need clarification. Akash, your question, if you want an answer, can you come live? And I'm not super eloquent, but I will regain my flow.
My question is, what are the purposes of pickup, seduction, and communication? I think you covered some of them during the 5 points, but if you could get into that a bit more.
The 5 points were the modes, okay? By purpose, clarify just a little bit. And as a mission, as a man, it's essential, part of communication, is to sharpen it, to make sure that we're as clear as can be, as an ongoing assignment. Some of my mentors, they would always say, could you put it on a piece of paper and go to a PA, personal assistant, and say, take care of this today. Okay? So be certain you make it more precise. It's a little vague right there. So I pass it back to you and clarify. What do you mean by purpose?
Yeah, by purpose, I mean, I guess, the intention behind a communication. So if we're talking to a girl, if we're talking to a girl in the context of pickup and seduction, what are intentions that we can have? I'm asking the question to get a better understanding of some of the intentions that I may have that maybe I'm not aware of. And by asking this question, I'm hoping that perhaps you may shed some light on this.
Yeah, well, it's important to know thyself, but here's the challenge. For men with matters of women, it's easy to buy into a false notion of knowing ourselves, because more often than not, my experience has shown me that we practice more avoidance than real deep honesty. You know how many people who didn't really get exactly what they wanted in life, through time, they justify and they go, well, you know, you can't have it all in life. You've heard those people, right? And basically, they want to justify that they're not doing enough and that they didn't get it. So we tend to do that without knowing it a lot when it comes to women. Oh, that's not that important, when in fact it is important. So you need to clarify what is your outcome. And I think it's important to have a balanced life, that you do have some rewarding, fulfilling moments with women. Now, only you can define that. Then, because there's different layers to this experience of life, we have the layer of the world and its structure, we have the layer of our internal experience of the world, we have the world of the bigger picture, you know, 10 years, the advancement we wanted, and we have the super big picture of life is a passing experience. So if for me, I like to win no matter what, and I avoid going in just one direction. So, for example, I may have a crystal clear intention with the specifics of, okay, at this point, what I want is I haven't had too many redheads. I do have a strong effect when I see a redhead. I manifest for myself an experience with a redhead because I'm busy time-wise. It's happening fast. And, I will structure that, take the steps by going every day for that much time. I will also be online. I do those specifics, but then oftentimes we get that and we go, okay, is that all there is? So I also like to add an element of enrichment for my whole life. And that brings your seduction to life because now you have a higher purpose in it. So some simple examples of a higher purpose. I don't want, for example, that's just an example to give you ideas, but I don't want to look back at my life whenever it's time for me to go and feel like I wanted to, but. So one of the purpose is I honor myself. I form the habit of if I want something, I go for it. I also know that communication is key. All matters, wherever I will go. I had a very rewarding day today. I helped two significant people in my life, a family member, three actually, two family members and one of my mentors. And I helped them very efficiently. It was very strong, very impactful. So how rewarding? How did I help them? All long distance, all through communication. And to know that I was able to be there for somebody in moments of distress, that's big. Yeah. So, and it's an interesting question, but I feel that I could go on and on and give you higher purpose. And I think you can also open your mind and start to think about higher purpose to really make a difference, to be able to provide for myself, to be fully equipped. There's so many higher purpose reasons to enrich myself. I also have this strange dynamic where I really value my time. With clients, I value the result, the teaching, the art, the legacy, the brotherhood. So you guys know that I'm very, very reasonable, beyond reasonable, ridiculously reasonable with my rates, okay? Knowing that hypnotherapists, normally the average session starts at $250 an hour, okay? And I've done 20,000 hours of hypnotherapies before I became a coach for this specific matter. But when it comes to women, I value my time there, and it's got to pay off. Okay, if they're going to take a little bit of my time, it's got to pay off. So then my purpose be, if the girl is worried in the interaction, the way she pays me is by showing me what I don't want and by being an example of what I don't want to be. So good, you paid, I got your distinctions. They enrich me with, if I see it's not really going very far, whatever they're wearing, I need to know the name brands, distinctions, teach me something intelligent, tell me a story, tell me a word in your home language. I never heard of that city, give me a couple of distinctions. So I like to be enriched like that. But I think also that there's two core real issues right there for everybody, for all of us that I detect, which connect with my first statement tonight. The first thing is, at the level of advancement in life, the simple stuff, if, for example, we go, oh, you know what, I'm going to go for a little walk. I know where my car is. I know where the park is. So that's a journey that's fairly simple. Many could still be very indecisive. But if, let's say, I really want to thrive with women, well, it's not then as specific as keys, car, park, park your car at the park and go walk. But because it's invisible, we tend to search too far and we create those, you guys heard about mental blocks. Those are not blocks, we create gaps. So we need to know that it's simpler than that. A person, you are capable right now to go, let me add some purpose to my pickup. And you're very capable right here and right now. So give yourself the gift to close those gaps. And more you'll see that the questions are based on an omission of existing resources within and how magnificent we are as humans. And yes, we all have our faults. We all make weird decisions. We can easily get irritable with somebody and so on. But the process of the human, the relationship of the organs, the blood flow, and the learning faculties, inherited learning faculties, they're phenomenal. We underestimate them. Many guys go, well, how can I be more calibrated? Hey, do you know that from the moment we're little kids, what allows a little kid to run maybe into a wall once or twice, but after that they don't anymore? It's beautiful to witness the evolution of a child. I used to teach children music and then self-esteem. And to see how their cognitive function are making those distinctions as a grown-up adult. For every time that you don't like want to open the door, but your hand wasn't on the handle, once in a while it happens because we're distracted. Usually it's always we're bothered, distracted, or people are high or drunk. Okay, we're bothered, distracted, high or drunk, we may miss the door. Other than that, what allows the hand to know exactly where the handle is? Yeah, it's simple. No. That magic is already within. So questions like that, they're rooted into a lack of awareness of how you're already in it right now. The question is beautiful, but close that gap yourself. And the other aspect is watch out with pickup. The best remedy is you're not doing it until you're doing it. Okay, so the true measurement should be every time that you have an opportunity to study and you're not going full force in it, and you guys are strong, those who are present right now, but strong won't cut it. You got to be even stronger than that. Then only are you doing it. You got to drill a lot. And then also, every time you're in the presence of women, and you could take a step, you could go find out. And eventually, we need to graduate to a place where they grab your curiosity. You pleasantly, elegantly communicate something to them, and they turn around and they depart. It means nothing to you. But every time you're not doing that, then you're not really doing it. And when we're not doing it and we want it, we tend to search a little too far. So drill, infuse the material. Beautiful. Thank you guys for the question. There was a question. A gentleman was asking, what are the top three aspects of dual direction to drill in the current pandemic climate or otherwise? Right there, first things first. Dual direction is an art of itself. There are basics to it, but it's of no avail until we more freely interact with women. To more freely interact with women, we need to diffuse the investment we had towards the process itself, towards what they could say, towards what could happen. We need to diffuse that till we speak more freely, and the girl is free to say yes or no, and that means nothing about you. So I would focus more on that before being deviating into dual direction, and no awareness of dual direction will help until that is stronger than the delivery. To impact people, you need to have a delivery that's larger than the delivery of everybody each day, and then to also not so buy, to love yourself way more, and then to learn the basics of game, basic structure, and to learn how to flow, to learn how to be able to communicate that if suddenly I stop right now, let's say you and I are talking, I stop right now, that you will take over, you will do something with it in so many different directions because you're free and you're aware that you do that. That me not talking is not going to make you feel awkward, or that you go, okay, well, I guess it's my turn. my turn. Okay? That you know I don't need to do that. As a grown-up adult, I can take over right now, follow Vince's lead in any direction. If I didn't know what to do, I can talk about that, but even that, you don't need that. So have that in place, and then the basic structure of game, and then we can talk about dual direction. Right there also, we got to watch out, you know. My experience has been that the moment we come up with a name, like dual direction or something, very rapidly, people are going to make misuse of it. They're going to use it as a form of sophistication. They're going to use it as a distraction. So if you want dual direction, here's what you got to do. You take a journal and you divide each page in half. And on the left side, you write a move forward statement. There's something interesting about you. And on the right side, a move away statement. But then again, I don't know you. And to be proficient so you figure them out on the spot, you got to write hundreds of those. And then the next level is going to be a verbal forward motion of any type. You have an entire body to conceive of it. And on one side and on the other side, a non-verbal, and on the other side, a verbal one. So why don't we do this? Rick, you ask the question, write 100 of those, move forward verbally. Yeah, we could be in touch. But at the same time, I'm very busy. Don't take it personally if I don't call you. Okay, that would be another example. Write 100 of those. Take a pic, post them in the group, and then ask me the next piece about dual direction. Other than that, it's just a form of like kind of snobbism and a distraction for you right now. And do remember, all of us, we were born in times when it's easier to just want the quick fix versus do the work. And it's not going to work till you do the work. And for me, my journey has been the willingness to do the work and the willingness to also admit when I would be a little lazy, so I would not be confused and go, yeah, you know, sometimes for me it's hard. Shut the fuck up, Vince. Tell the truth. Well, you know, no, Vince, please tell the truth. Okay, I didn't really do the exercise. I don't really want it to take an effort. All right, there you have it. Would you like to change that or you continue like that? But please don't be delusional and don't go, well, you know, sometimes and so and this. And some people say this and some people say that. Dive in. Do the exercise for you. For you. And in those times, it's very important also to go back to some very good work ethics, to be very solid student right now, very solid worker, to just ensure survival and success. I was up super early, and you guys are brilliant with your question, and you know me, I love to teach. I feel that by now I'm like a little trance. I think we'll keep it at this for tonight. That was very rich, always a pleasure. There's going to be in the recording, when you look at the recording, if you're new, you can send me an email to get a whole bunch of cool stuff. And what's coming up, probably it'll be passed by the time you hear this, but you could always get the recordings. We got a weekend with Hypnotica, myself, and AZD on identity. That's a must. Identity is where it starts, according to the neurological levels of change of Robert Dills, brilliant man. There's something beyond that. It's more like the connection with spirit, but at a standpoint of keeping it without including spirit this time around, identity is the strongest point. So do your best to be there, inquire about it. And then a couple of weeks after that, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, we are revisiting all the basics. And we're going to accelerate that of neurolinguistic programming and hypnotic language and so on. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Akash. Those who asked the questions, I will see you in the group tomorrow. And if you're first time, then we're doing this every Monday.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.